The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel, according to the page. You'll never hear that happen again. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel, according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so good morning, brothers and sisters. Rise and shine. Welcome, welcome. Start you out with a few questions here this morning, okay? So imagine this. If I were to ask, would you be able to answer these following questions? Can you name the last three winners of the Nobel Prize for Economics? Or could you name the last three winners of the Academy Award for Best Actor? Or could you name the last three winners of the Grammy Award for Best New Song? Or can you name the three wealthiest people in the world in order? What do you think? What do you think? Got those answers at the ready? Got that trivia right on the tip of your tongue? No? No? Okay then. How about these questions? Can you name three friends who were there for you when the chips were down? Or three teachers who made a difference in your life? Or three people whose personal strength and virtue you admire? Or three people who are gone from your life now, who you miss the very most? Yeah, that second set is a lot easier than the first set, isn't it? Why is that? Why is that? Why such a difference between those two sets of questions? You want to know why? It's because that second set of questions is about things that really matter. And that first set of questions is about things that really aren't very important at all. In fact, you know the difference between those two sets of questions? You could honestly answer it this way. The difference between those two sets of questions can be explained by the fact that you are made in God's image. You're not made in the image of somebody who's got a lot of money. You're not made in the image of somebody who won a lot of awards. You're made in God's image. And the better we understand what that means, the better we can see the difference between the things that really matter in life and the things that never did. So, welcome to Trinity Sunday. It's the day in which we celebrate the most important single belief we have in our entire faith. Did you know that? The Trinity, most important belief, more important than believing Jesus died on the cross. More important than believing Jesus rose from the dead. I promise you, I'm not making this up. It's all in the catechism. And the reason why it's the most important is because every other belief we have tells us about something God did. But the Trinity tells us about who God is, and everything God does flows out of who God is. Now, I know, the Trinity, it seems like the most boring, esoteric, strictly theological, utterly trivial, unimportant, and irrelevant topic you could possibly ever discuss, right? That's the way it seems. I mean, does it matter to you? Does it matter to you that God is a Trinity? Would you lose any sleep at night if, you know, God was a singularity, a point of light somewhere out on the edge of the cosmos? First ever homily I ever gave, I was a brand new deacon. I was still in the seminary, brand new deacon. And it was Trinity Sunday. Before Mass, a man looked at me and said, "First homily ever, huh? Trinity Sunday, huh? Good luck. I've never heard a homily on the Trinity in my life that was not incomprehensible and boring. And why? Why? Because people don't realize the difference that it makes. Knowing who God is helps you understand everything that God does. And maybe more practically in your life, knowing who God is helps you understand who you are, because you're made in God's image. So the Trinity, does it matter? Well, let me ask you this. Does it matter to you that human life is sacred? Does that matter to you? Does it matter to you that God dwells in your soul? Does it matter to you that God dwells in the soul of your neighbor? Because if we swap out the Trinity, we lose all of that. Once you lose the divinity of the Holy Spirit, there's no reason to believe any of that. And you know what else you lose? You lose all rational foundation for respecting yourself and for respecting other people. And the bottom drops out on that whole class of beliefs we call human rights. And it all comes, believe it or not, from centuries and centuries and centuries of patrimony of people who believed in a God who was a Trinity. Does the Trinity matter? Well, let me ask you this. Does it matter to you to know that God loved you so much that he sacrificed, even to the point of death, for you? Even as if you were the only person in the world, does that matter to you? Because if we lose the belief in the Trinity, we lose that too. Want to know why? Because we lose the divinity of Jesus Christ. And once we've lost that, that guy up there on the cross becomes nothing more than a really great guy having a really bad day. And once we've lost that, you know what else we lose? The bottom drops out on all of our morality, because if you don't believe that God loves in sacrifice, then for goodness sakes, why should you bother sacrificing for anybody else? Why bother? Why not just look out for number one? Does the Trinity matter? Does it matter if you believe in the Trinity? Well, let me ask you this. Does it matter to you that God is love? Not that love is something God does, but love is what God is. Does that matter to you? Because when you lose the Trinity, you lose that too. And you forget who you're supposed to be in imitation of the God who created you. Three things: personal, relational, and sacrificial. That's how we're supposed to be like. Why? Because God is that way. We're supposed to be personal. Why does the Catholic Church emphasize the dignity of persons so much? And we do. Just keep your ears open, you'll hear it. Born or unborn, abled or disabled, elderly or young, rich or poor, doesn't matter. What matters is that you are a person. Why is that so important? Because we believe in a God that's nothing but persons. Father, Son, Spirit. That's what God is. Persons. And persons matter most. And that's why you have inviolable dignity. And you know what's really sad? The further away our society drifts from this understanding of who God is, the less dignity all of us have. I'm sure you're seeing this happen already, because paganism is cruel. As long as we believe in a God who's a Trinity, then the most important thing of all is not what you own, or what you can do, or what you can make, but just who you are. You know, the world, it values you more if you own more. It values you more if you produce more. It values you more if you have no talents. Not in God's sight. And that's entirely because God is personal. And he calls us to be relational, too. Why? Because God is relational. What is God but relationship? That's all he is. Father to Son, Son to Father, Holy Spirit to Father, Holy Spirit to Son. God is nothing but relationships. And as a consequence of that, relationships are not just the most important thing in life. Relationships are the only important thing in life. Do you realize relationships are all you've got? You're going to lose everything else in death, everything else. You're going to lose all of your money. Somebody else is going to squabble over it. You're going to lose all your good looks. And nobody's going to care about your honors or your awards, not then. But your relationships, your love, your truth, that lasts forever. True story. There's a football coach, and I won't name him because there's no point in indicting him. There's a football coach who literally skipped his own mother's funeral to coach a football game. You hear that and you say, boy, that's awful. But why do you say, boy, that's awful? Why? Why not just say, you know, some people love their mother and some people love football. You know, different strokes for different folks. You don't say that, do you? Why? Because in the marrow of your bones, you know that relationships matter most. You know that it's wrong when somebody puts their career ahead of their family or their profit ahead of their friends. It also explains why the most important, the only difficult suffering in life is the loss of a relationship, especially a relationship when it ends in death. Why? Why? Because God is relationships that never end. And the good news there is that if those relationships are in God, one day, please God, they will continue, not in this life, but in the next. He also calls us not just to be personal and relational, he calls us to be sacrificial. Why? Because God is nothing but sacrifice. What does God do all day? He loves to the point of self-forgetfulness. Just last week, we celebrated Memorial Day, remember? And what's Memorial Day all about? It's about honoring all those who sacrificed and paid the ultimate price in the line of duty in the service of their country. And we honor them. Question for you here this morning. Why do we honor people who sacrificed and paid the ultimate price? Why don't we just say, you know, gosh, what a shame, too bad, it's really sorry they died, but just leave it at that. We don't. But why don't we? Because somehow in the marrow of your bones you know that if there's no sacrifice, there's no love. Sacrifice is the measure of love. And why do we say that? Because God is nothing but love and sacrifice. And that comes from believing in the Trinity. It also explains why sin is so hurtful. Because in love, in sacrifice, I essentially say, I will suffer and you will benefit. I will give for your well-being. And in every single sin, we do the exact opposite. We say, you will suffer for my good. And that's why it destroys you. Because it's the very opposite of how we were meant to live. At this time of year, there's all kinds of graduations, aren't there? All kinds of college graduations and all kinds of high school graduations and all kinds of eighth grade graduations. And you go to your graduations and you hear graduation speakers, don't you? One after the other. And tell me if this isn't true. Almost every graduation speech so depressingly similar to the last graduation speech. I mean, your basic graduation speech, it goes like this. Congratulations, graduates. The world is your oyster. Go out there and live your dream. The world is waiting for you, so go gobble it up. It's lousy advice. Absolutely lousy advice. If you spend your life chasing after your dream, living for your goals, you will be, at best, bored to death. And at worst, depressed or mentally ill. Why? Because God made you in His image. He made you not to live for yourself. He made you to give yourself away in love for other people. You know how people say, you hear this all the time, people say, it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you're a good person, right? When do we hear people say that? You know, family reunions, Thanksgiving dinners, times in which people are trying to diffuse a fight. Doesn't matter what you believe, as long as you're a good person. Totally false. I don't even think anybody honestly believes that. You want to know why no one honestly even believes that? Because you can't be a good person, not without good beliefs. Why? Because good beliefs lead to good actions. Bad beliefs lead to bad actions. That's why we have a Trinity Sunday. To remind us to know as well as we possibly can this most foundational of all beliefs, that tells us who God is and tells us who we are supposed to be as well. We don't believe in a God who's an impersonal force. This isn't Star Wars. We believe that the God who made the stars knows your name and calls you to know him and to love him and to act like him. Something to remember every time you sign yourself with a cross. Something to remember that we believe in a God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.